Stop.
Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. The main theme of this show is building a second stream of income. This seems to be the only thing that's working in America right now. The old strategy of saving your way to retirement through IRAs, 401ks, and speculating in the stock market and mutual funds is not working. 95% of Americans are failing to completely retire by age 65. 95%. You know, sadly, 30% of that 95% are dead by age 65. You just have to laugh because the golden years, are not the golden years. It's not the bill of goods that were sold. The good news is we know what the 5% who do retire successfully and are thriving in retirement, we know what they're doing. They all have built a second stream of income, and 70% of them used real estate. And that's what we do. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for real estate investors, wannabe real estate investors, and experienced. We have people join that have never owned a piece of rental property, and we have people join that already have 5,000 apartment units. They both have a similar goal. They just want to take it to the next level. Today's show, we're going to talk about locating profitable deals. Locating deals. This is a huge challenge right now because of the inventory, lack of inventory, we should say, of single-family houses. We've also got a problem in that prices are going up. I think 2 years ago it went up 10 or 12%. Last year it went up like 18%. This year it's probably going to do another 10%. So prices are going up, and it's confusing people when they run their after-repaired value or their comparative market analysis or their comparable sales. They're not understanding that the high sale is probably the right number. Whereas in a normal market, a more balanced market, you would always go with the average. If you got 10 sales you're comparing it to, you average those 10, that's going to be the number, the safe number to work with. In today's market, the top number is probably what you're going to be able to sell that property for if it's a flip. Now, there are obviously risks involved in that the market could start correcting like it did in 2007 and 8. Now, do I think we're going to have another 2007 or 8? No, not at all. But there will be a correction as people wake up to the stupidity of bidding property up and up and up and up and just paying more and more and more and more. Sometimes it's okay to say no. Meaning, sometimes it's the wrong time to buy a home. Now, we're talking about a home right now, not an investment property. But it seems to me that people are so intent on it, and they want that instantaneous gratification of buying the house, that they're willing to pay anything. I think Austin owns the record with one house selling $150,000 above its asking price. $150,000 above. So you've got to even use caution when taking the high sale. But again, that's really a whole nother couple of shows to explain that. My focus today is going to be on how are we able to find deals on a consistent basis? And the first source that I want to talk about in this first segment is just friends, family, your attorney, your CPA, people at church, people at work. In other words, if you really want to define the source for deals, it's anywhere, anybody, anytime can be a source. Many of the deals that are going down now at Total Wealth Academy are coming from relatives, neighbors, all over the place. Whereas in a more balanced market where you have a big inventory of homes, you know, I'd say probably it's either going to be a tie or the realtors are going to win, but you got your realtors and wholesalers, they're going to produce the majority of the deals. So we'll talk about working with realtors and we'll talk about working with wholesalers during the show today as well. But in this first segment where I'm talking about asking everyone, when you're looking, when you become a real estate investor, you have to have your eyes open at all times. You never know when an opportunity is going to arise. It could be your neighbor. It could be a house you drive by every day. It could be from an attorney. Could be from a CPA, could be from somebody at your church, just like I said. The key to it is they've got to know that that's what you do. You could be standing next to someone and they have a distressed property and they're in desperate need to get rid of it, but if they don't know that you're a real estate investor, if they don't know that you want to buy that type of property, are they going to bring it up? The answer is no. So what you've got to do is make sure that everyone knows what you're doing. Most of the successful people at Total Wealth Academy have two business cards. One for their employment or self-employment and one for their real estate business. Everyone should have one of those real estate business cards. Let everyone know that you buy distressed properties. You don't care the condition. You don't care what's wrong with it. You're interested because you want to get a look at everything. Now, most of the deals won't work. They may owe too much on the property or there's just too much deferred maintenance. But I would say the ratio of deals that do work, that come from friends, family, church, whatever else you're involved with, the number of those that end up working, the percentage is actually higher than the number of deals that work coming from realtors and wholesalers. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about that and then head into working with wholesalers in the next segment. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. You're told that it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com, that's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Remember, you can always find us online at TotalWealthAcademy.com. And if you're looking, in other words, building a second stream of income with real estate is something that you're interested in, we have an available free sample class that goes over exactly how we're doing that and the reasoning behind it. So you know exactly why we build this second stream of income, the benefits that you get from it, and how to do it. And that is a free workshop. You can watch it live or online. There's one coming up next Thursday and Saturday morning, Thursday evening or Saturday morning. If you'd like to learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and just click on the free sample class button. So we were talking in the first segment about how everybody is a source for deals. You've got to have your eyes open 24/7, 365 days a year, and you've got to make sure that everyone knows what you do. This is very similar to a successful realtor. A successful realtor, everybody knows what they do. They hand out cards, they speak at church, they do things wherever to get that their name out there. And you've got to do the same thing. The next major source that we're going to discuss is wholesaling. And there's two distinct types of wholesalers. I'm going to call them big box wholesalers. Like you got Home Depot, that's a big box store. Like New Western or New Western Acquisition, NWA, and others. And they are a good source for deals. Is every deal that they find a good deal? No. So whether it's from a friend or from a wholesaler, even a reputable, incredible company like New Western, you still got to check it. You know, they may have made a mistake, or, you know, there's a lot of greed in the environment right now. People putting marginal deals out there and then letting people bid on them and bidding them up. They were marginal to begin with. As soon as they get bid up $10,000 or $15,000, they're now a negative deal. So you've got to be very careful. Make sure that you are educated in property evaluation. Make sure that you subscribe to a website like Home Investor Tool, where you can run your own comparable sales and figure out the investor value yourself. Don't ever trust a realtor or a wholesaler to tell you the comps. You want their comps to compare them to your comps, but you have to run your own comparable sales. HomeInvestorTool.com is the tool that we use. So you need to be on the list of every big box wholesaler that you can find. Every one of them. And they will send you deals. And then you start analyzing them. And the ones that work, you want to go see and make an offer on. So wholesalers, the big boxes, like New Western, can be great sources. They're good people. But again, check their numbers. Don't ever rely on somebody else to run your comparable sales. It's not fair to them, and it's certainly not fair to you. The next source of wholesalers are the little bandit signs you see all over town. See, it seems like every month, you know, whether it's Than Merrill or whoever comes to town, and they sell 500 sets of books and CDs and online training on how to be a wholesaler. 90% of them are terrible. Now, let me take that back. 95% of them are terrible. Only 4 or 5% of the people who do that are going to be any good. You won't know that till they start bringing you deals. So you've got to call every bandit sign that you see that says, I buy houses, I pay cash for houses. You know what I'm talking about by bandit signs, I hope. It's those little tiny signs that are just stuck in the ground at every intersection across Houston. And they say things like, I buy houses, I buy ugly houses, I this, that, and the other about houses. You need to call every one of those. And here's what you say. You say, hi, give me your name. Say, I saw your bandit sign. Are you buying these houses for you, or are you a wholesaler? Almost 100% of the time, they're going to go, well, actually, I don't buy them myself. I'm a wholesaler. Then you reply, great. Put me on your email list and send me anything that you find. Take the time to define what you're looking for. Now, I will tell you that's almost a waste of time because they're just going to bring you everything they find. But at least tell them what price range you're looking for, whether you're going to buy them for rental or whether you're going to buy them for flip or a combination. But get on as many of those lists as you can. Another fantastic way to find wholesalers is to join a club like Total Wealth Academy. Many of the members at Total Wealth Academy are wholesalers. And so you can meet them at the educational classes, the cocktail parties, all the stuff that goes along with being a member of a real estate investor club. Pick up as many as you can there. I'm telling my students to have anywhere from 24 plus wholesalers. You want to know 24 of them. Then what will happen is over time they'll weed themselves out and you'll end up with 5 or 10 that bring you deals on a consistent basis. But warning, some of you are going, well, I'll just line up 10. You only need 10. I'll just line up 10. That's a lot less work. Sorry, that's not going to work. The reason is you won't know which of the 24 are the right ones. The only way to tell is to get them to start bringing you deals. You need 24 to start with to end up with 5 great ones or 10 great ones. So don't get lazy. Don't take a shortcut. Line up 24 wholesalers. There's 6 or 7 big box companies out there, and then the rest of them you can find through bandit signs and by being a member of a real estate investor club. The next major source, and this will probably consume the balance of the show, is the next great source is real estate agents. Now they're going to be slow right now because the inventory is very low, but you still want to line up about 24 of them as well. They need to know your name. They will, as a rule, there'll be exceptions to this, bring you what you're looking for. So you want to spend time telling them exactly what price range you want to invest in, whether you're buying them for rental or buying them to flip. They need to know all the information. The most important piece of information, though, is that you can buy beat-up houses. See, if you're a realtor and a family calls you and says, look, we want to sell our home. Would you come look at it and tell us what it's worth? And the agent gets there and it's a destroyed house. Holes in the drywall, missing doors, missing carpet in some of the bedrooms. I mean, just a disaster. The agent generally walks away from that. The reason they do is because it won't qualify for a conventional mortgage. The only way you can buy that type house effectively is cash or with a hard money loan. There is a thing called a 203K conventional loan, but the paperwork on that thing is horrendous. It's horrendous. It's almost like they really don't want to loan you money. It's horrible. So we stick with hard money loans and paying cash. So, again, pretend you're a realtor for a moment. You've come upon a house that's beat up and won't qualify for a conventional loan, which means you can't sell it. Are you going to sign a listing agreement on that deal? You're not. You're going to leave politely and just say, I'm sorry, you know, you'd have to do a lot of repairs to this house to prepare it for sale. And they say, well, we don't have the money to do that. Well, that agent can't help them. But what if they had talked to you? And you, again, pretending you're an agent, know an investor who can buy cash or with hard money loans. Would you sign the listing agreement? Yes. You would sign the listing agreement and then take it to your investor friend. So by calling these real estate agents, sending them your pre-approval letter for hard money loans, gives them a different way to do deals. Deals they had to walk away from before, they can now do. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, and I want to introduce you to my friends at Catalyst Funding. They are a mortgage company built by real estate investors for real estate investors and have helped dozens of my members.
Hi, I'm Wade Como, the CEO of Catalyst Funding. We offer the widest variety of products, including hard money to purchase and repair distressed real estate and products for cash flowing property. We have a 5-star rating across all platforms. Visit us today at catalystfdg.com/totalwealth. That's catalystfdg.com/totalwealth.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. By the way, if you've got a question for me about anything that I'm discussing, feel free to join in. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Now, one of the things that I should have addressed immediately when I said get 24 agents is a lot of people have this theory that you only need one agent because they can patrol MLS for you. Well, the truth is you don't need an agent to patrol MLS for you. The HAR.com is just as effective, and you can do that by yourself. You can even set up HAR.com, tell it what you're looking for, and the moment a listing comes up that matches it, it emails it to you. So you don't need an agent to patrol MLS or HAR.com for you. The other reason I line up 24 agents instead of just one is because, like wholesalers, you don't know which are the good ones. See, now realtors, bear with me. Listen to this whole sentence or a whole couple of sentences. I hate realtors, and I love realtors. I love realtors. Why do I hate some of them? It's not that I really hate them. It's just for effect. It's that the 80-20 rule applies across the board. Police officers, salespeople, realtors, 80-20 rule. 80% of the results are going to flow from the top 20% of the people. 80% of the results flow from the top 20% of the people. The other 80% get about 20% of the results. So 80% of the, there's approximately 50,000 licenses in Houston. I think in greater Houston, it's close to 100,000. 80,000 of them are useless. But 20,000 of them are phenomenal. They have mad skills. They are awesome. See, the problem lies in How do you know from making a phone call whether you're talking to the 80% or the 20%? You don't. You got to give them a shot. So I lined up 24 agents. I got this from Carlton Sheets, by the way, if anybody's wondering. 30 years ago, maybe longer than that. You line up 24 agents, and over time they will weed themselves out till you have 5 or 10. But those 5 or 10 will find you more deals than you can do. So don't fall into the trap of signing this thing called an exclusive right to sell with an agent. Agents are going to say, look, I'm only going to work with you if you sign this exclusive right to sell. Anything you buy, I get a commission off of. Don't do that. Useless. And here's why. I only deal with listing agents. They don't need an exclusive right to sell because they're the listing agent. They've got a signed agreement with the seller. That means they're going to get paid if that deal goes down. But here's the wonderful thing. Since I'm buying from the listing agent, that makes them also the selling agent, so they get all 6% of the commission. I don't care if I have to sign an agreement that says I recognize and understand that this agent does not represent me, which I have to do. They represent the seller. I don't care. That I will sign, because I want my agents to get all 6% of the commission. If you're dealing with an agent that every time he does a deal or she does a deal with you, she gets 6%, and when she does deals with other people, she only gets 3%, who's she going to call first? You. The reason, when I was in single family, that I found more deals than I could do was because I loved and cared about my agents, and I made sure they got all 6% of the commission. Even if I had to sign an agreement clearly stating that I understand that my agent, that agent, works for the seller, not for me. I don't care. I'm educated. I know I don't need an agent to represent me. And you've got to be that way too. The other reason the agents, I think, enjoyed dealing with me was because, as I mentioned, I could do deals that they used to have to walk away from. So let's say they got 5 shots a month to get a listing. 2 of them were in horrible condition, so they could only sign listings on 3 of them. But after they talked to me, they can now sign a listing agreement on all 5 of them. Their pay goes up. Their quality of lifestyle goes up. Take care of your agents. Now let me tell you something not to do. This is the scummiest, and it's on late night TV all the time. In these guys who fly into town and sell education on real estate investing, they'll tell you this, almost every one of them. Wait till the day before closing, call the agent, lie to them, tell them that you're $2,000 or $3,000 shy on the down payment and can't come to closing the next day, and ask them to give up $2,000 or $3,000 of their commission. Are they going to do it? Probably. Once. But are they ever going to call you again with a deal? Never. You saved $2,000 or $3,000 and missed out on the next 10, 15, 20 deals that they would have brought you. Do not ever try to steal your agent's commission. Love your agents. When they become family members, I'm telling you, when you start doing multiple deals with the same agent over and over again, they're like a little family. that you have. You help them, they help you. It's a great system. So when I look back over my, I guess I was in single family for about 10 years, 12 years, and then I got back into it a couple years ago. Probably 60, closer to 70% of the deals that I did came directly from real estate agents. When they found a beat-up house that wouldn't qualify for a conventional loan, they signed the listing agreement anyway and called me. And I did my best to buy it. And I made sure they got all 6% of the commission. So think about how you're helping your realtor. One, you're giving them the ability to list deals that they couldn't before because you're able to pay cash or use hard money and buy beat-up houses. And two, you're only dealing with listing agents, so that means they get both sides of the commission, all 6%. You think those agents don't become committed to you in a short period of time? They do. But you make sure you treat them right. And again, never ever pull that stunt that I see in multiple real estate investor books of trying to steal the agent's commission. Get them paid, and they'll bring you more deals than you can do. All right, any questions about this, you need to give me a buzz, please. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Totalwealthacademy.com. asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. And again, the phone number is 281-558-5738. So with those sources, and the first one's so encompassing, it's everybody. Everybody, you never know when a deal is going to rise. One guy, this was, good Lord, 12, 15 years ago, he was actually a member of multiple churches. And any time that a family had difficulties, he was able to help them. Either he bought it and turned it into a rental, or he bought it and flipped it. But every deal, he made sure that those families had enough money to move into an apartment or into another house, whatever the circumstance was. Very, very credible guy. Very credible guy. Helped a lot of people. All right. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open for one more segment at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've been talking the entire show, really, about how to locate profitable deals. If you'll notice, it's all about leverage. It's all about leveraging your time. In other words, when I was heavy into single-family houses, I was literally, you remember hearing me on the radio 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I was literally, while I was doing that radio show, I was 40 plus people looking for real estate deals. I would literally go on vacation and buy houses in the United States. I was in Mexico one time when I bought an apartment complex in the United States because of the leverage of having all of these people on your team. Every friend, every relative, every acquaintance, people at your church, people at your social gathering place, neighbors, everyone should know exactly what you do. And as I said, make sure there's advantage for them. What's in it for them? The wholesalers get paid profit on, you know, they may have it under contract for 150 and you buy it for 200 and it's worth 300. That's how they make their money. You know, with whenever I did a deal with friends, I generally wrote them a check for a couple grand as a finder's fee. You can do that as well. So there it is in a nutshell. It's everybody, wholesalers, and realtors. With those three groups on your team, it's funny when you talk about everybody to me, because it is everybody. You do not know where your next deal is coming from. You do not know. One of the examples I can give you is when I bought this 22 unit over on Fairway, southeast. I made it a point to meet all of the owners of the other apartment complexes in the area. There were tons of them. 10 units, 22 units, 40 units, 30 units, things like that. And I let them know that I was building a portfolio. I didn't get anything the first year, but a year later, I ended up buying two or three more, a 23 unit, a 40 unit. I can't remember what size the other one was, 30 something. Just by letting them know that that's what I do and I wanted to build my portfolio. So get your name out there, get a business card. Another thing that is good is to have a website. Now, it doesn't need to be more than, you could literally get away with one page, one long page that can just scroll down. You can go to GoDaddy.com, pick your website name. They can host it for you. They can build the page for you. You can get everything done that you need at GoDaddy.com. If you know somebody who builds websites, use them. You got a better contact than GoDaddy, use them. But if you don't, you can get everything done, including email, which it's very cool to have, you know, Mike Jones at MikeJonesRealEstateInvestor.com. Really builds credibility. It does. So, and there's a lot of other things to build credibility. Oh yeah, the phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to the phone lines now as soon as I find my call screen and talk to Russell in Jersey Village. Russell, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Hey, I'm wonderful. How about you, Steve?
Excellent. You got some renters?
So, yeah, I'm kind of wondering how to do this. I have a rental property, and they're about to complete a three-year lease deal, and they've decided they wanted to buy the property, and I would like to sell it to them just because they've gone through a lot of steps to make sure the rental property is up for inspection on adoption, because they like to adopt for the church and everything.
Okay.
So what I would like to do is sell it. And I'm like you, I've always taken care of my realtors and I've never questioned the 6%. But if I go to a realtor and say, look, I have the buyer, they're in the house, they want it. Is there a way to do that and just do a flat rate fee, or is there a better way than paying
the
6%?
Yeah, that I agree with you. In this circumstance where you're bringing the buyer, if you go to a realtor to help you close the deal, what I generally do is 3%. Say, look, I've got a deal, I've got the buyer, would you be willing to list this for 3% and just close the deal for me? They're going to say yes, I guarantee it. Especially
that's
somebody
what I was hoping for. Every realtor I've dealt with, they've all said, well, I still want to list it. We can get you more. And I said, well, there's sometimes it's not about the money. I got good people. They've done their work. They've been great lessees. And let's do a win-win situation for everyone involved. So, okay.
Yeah, call through your realtors till you find one that will do it.
Okay. Thank you much.
All right. You're welcome, Russell. Good luck. Take care. Yeah, that is a quality person that, you know, you don't have to destroy. This is a whole nother show, but you don't have to harm people to get ahead. These people who say to get rich you have to be ruthless, absolutely not. Every wealthy person that I know has high integrity, kindness, great families. And I love the way he said, look, I know I could sell this for more. It's not about the money. It's about a good family who's taking care of me for 3 years by leasing it from me. I'm going to leave a little meat on the bone is what we call it. So that's very cool. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Totalwealthacademy.com. Either one works, but please use totalwealthacademy.com. asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay. First question comes from an anonymous. And he's asking about where we find lists of agents. If I go back 20 years, it was the Yellow Pages. Now, some of you are going, the Yellow Pages don't even exist. Yeah, they do. I almost tripped on one getting into my house a few weeks ago. Yellow Pages still exist. But HAR is a great source for a list of real estate agents. You can drive through neighborhoods that fit your needs. Every sign in the front yard of a house for sale, that's a listing agent. That's the listing agent. So what do you know about that person? They know your subdivision. They've got deals in your subdivision. So that's a great source as well. But HAR.com, and then driving through your target neighborhoods and writing down the name of the listing agent on every house for sale that you see, reach out to them as well. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. This next question, I'm not sure if this is a question or not. Karen, Karen, looking for people to invest in Alabama. I assume you live there. And, I'm sorry. I see now. Okay. This Karen is a syndicator. She is a sponsor. And she's wondering if she joins Total Wealth Academy, if our investors would be interested in investing in Alabama. The answer is yes, Karen, but we're going to need to see your track record. I'm going to need references, credit and criminal report. There's quite a bit to it to be able to raise capital at Total Wealth Academy. But I will reach out to you after the show, tell you everything that we need. You can tell me a lot about yourself, and we can go from there. But absolutely. We're investing, really, there's no state we're not going to invest in, but we've already invested in Arizona, Nevada, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and of course, all over Texas. So we would love to add Alabama. All right, let's look at the next question. This is from Brandon. Has anyone done a seller finance deal that was just found on market? Whoa. Okay, this, as I scroll down, this is a pretty long question. Brandon, I'll have to answer this after the show because we are at the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Get out there and find great deals. Leverage yourself with agents, wholesalers, and make sure everybody knows you're looking. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.